Hi everyone, seeing me in here, this video is brought to you by a donation from Joe, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sandman, I have a topic that would be nice to cover in one of your YouTube videos. Maybe this one was covered and answered a thousand times over in a Red Pill forum. But I have a few points that I encountered recently, and that I encounter in general from time to time, when dating women. When I meet women and have sex for the first time, she goes to extreme lengths. She cooks for me, makes me gifts, shaves every time, and always makes me feel good. She also has over-the-top orgasms and we have sex all the time. And she gives me BJs regularly. However, after a few months, it flattens out extremely. We have less sex, the orgasms become less. She's not always super-duper prepared when I visit her. She babbles to me more and more, with her nonsense. This is my experience with every woman, and my friends tell me the same thing. What I find curious, though, are the following things. Number one, I don't change my behavior towards her. I answer her messages normally, but not around the clock, just when I have time. If she gets on my nerves, I straighten her out. I spend almost no money on her and make fun of her or other women in her presence, and tell her regularly that I don't want a relationship. Of course, on one hand, this increases her desire towards me, since she wants to conquer me. But on the other hand, she makes less and less effort herself. Number two, women start with odd topics after a time, so that they constantly mention men in conversations and affirm how pretty they find them. They also start talking about sex toys and role-playing games, and that they had the opportunity for such things in the past, including threesomes, but did not take advantage of it. What should I do with this information? Sometimes they ask me if I'm gay, but I don't talk like a gay man. I don't dress like one. I make jokes about gays, and after all, I still have sex with her regularly. Is it because I'm not her blue-pilled white knight who reads every wish from her lips and makes romantic gestures? Anyway, that's a lot to cover and I hope this will fit in one video. Well, Joe, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The thing is, these women you're with, they're just getting bored of you. The reason she talks about all kinds of strange bedroom fun is because she wants you to spend time and energy figuring out new kinky ways to turn her crank. The honeymoon phase ends after about 2 months. And why do you think the average length of relationships these days is a couple of months? As for all the effort cleaning and cooking, she figures that if I treat him better than he's ever been treated before in the beginning, until he falls in love with me, then I'll give him an experience that'll keep him hooked. It's like the girlfriend experience that a working girl might give you. More like the traditional wife experience. Lucky you. I was the one that cooked and cleaned for women early in relationships to impress them. But you got women to cook and clean your cock for the first few months, and then they resented you for not entertaining them in the bedroom, like a naked chimp. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women work to impress you up front to undress you. But once they smash through a 12-pack of condoms with you, they cool off to your cock clown world show. Of course, a woman is going to work hard to put the effort up front in the relationship. The women you were involved with, Joe, see you as a high-value target. Therefore, they'll try and snag you in case they're the girl that's the one out of the thousand that you fall in love with. They're hopeful, and as you tell them that they aren't special and you poke fun of other women or her, she realizes there's no way that she's going to get you hooked to the pharmacy in your own brain. So she starts to lose interest, and maybe she's hoping that you'll actually walk yourself out the door instead of her having to eventually dump you. She most likely faked her over-the-top orgasms to help you feel confident about yourself. The reason you're observing this, and so are many of your friends, is because this technique works on many men, just not you and your friends. For women, riding the cock carousel is a numbers game, eventually hoping that they'll meet a high-quality man that'll fall for their queefs. You not spending any money on her is a way to virtue signal that you can easily find another woman. By her bringing up other guys and how attractive she finds them, she's trying to make you feel jealous, so you might become possessive of her and obsessed with her. These women are really pulling out all the stops, aren't they? Talking about odd topics is her attempting to play the part of the female chameleon, to see if you're interested in something unusual so she can pretend that she's into you, to start researching it and talking about it, so she builds a bond with you. Maybe you like cosplaying or some other nerdy endeavor. If she finds out about that, then suddenly she might ask you to go to the next Comic-Con with her, talking about threesomes and other adventures that she had opportunities to have but didn't take means that she maybe wants to invite other women into the bedroom for you, And then if she does that, it means that she's open to inviting other men in too. After all, you can't be the only one to have fun. Maybe by giving you sexual variety, she wants you to hang around longer with her. Asking you if you're gay is a way to attack your masculinity and make you unsure of it. Again, possibly signs that she probably wants you out the door, but doesn't have the courage to tell you. Then again, maybe she thinks you're gay or bi because you don't fall emotionally for her. Women need you to fall in love with them in addition to being sexually turned on by you. Sometimes they want you to smash them unemotionally, and sometimes they want you to smash them lovingly. If you only give them one or the other, then they slowly lose their minds, because they feel insecure that there's something wrong with their ability to attract and keep a man. But the most important thing you brought up is point number one, about how they change in only a few months. At least you're lucky enough for them to show their true color so quickly. Imagine if you're a woman and she didn't show her true personality for 2 or 3 years, and only then once you moved in with her, you finally figured out what was going on. It could also be that these women are being strange intentionally, because when you're a man and you behave in weird ways, it tends to repel women, because you're not behaving according to the socially acceptable script. So by asking you about threesomes and asking you if you're gay and attacking your masculinity, she could just be trying to shoo you away. Clearly, I'm not able to do what you can do, which is pretty much to disconnect your emotions from these women. Maybe that's not something they're used to, so they're asking you if they're gay because you don't actually have that love-crazed look in your eye. Of course, it could never be something like you being red-pilled, or God forbid, the reason you can't fall in love with them is because it's something that's wrong with them. They would never accept it as some sort of shortcoming on their part, so they have to probe you to find out what's going on, but they do it indirectly. I can understand if your friends also have the experience where their women don't actually give them BJs. It's a universal thing, but I never had a problem with it because I never liked BJs to begin with. So when women found out I pushed them away from those, they probably thought it was a bonus. Then again, maybe the women I was with didn't know how to do them properly, or did it in a lazy way, so I never actually wanted it in the first place. I guess you'll never know what you're missing out on if you've never had it before. I'd be interested in knowing if the end of these honeymoon phases with most of your friends and you is only a similarity you share with your friends. Or is there something else that you guys have in common, like their girlfriends calling them gay too? I doubt that most girlfriends undermine a man's masculinity that way. I've been called a coward by women for not trying to get them preggers, as if shaming language would be enough to trick me into trapping myself into having a child with them. If you straighten out a woman that gets on your nerves, they want that. But at the same time, they want you to love them and not straighten them out. They want two contradictory things at the same time. I've just realized that I want someone that's amused at this point that I see maybe once a week, and that I feel love for but that I don't touch. Then I can use all my bottled up emotional as well as sexual frustration to be far more productive. For the last few years, my repressed sexual energy has made me productive, but there's been passion that has been lacking. When I first started my channel, I was making content and I was talking to women back then and getting emotionally attached, but wasn't sexual with them, and it seemed to heighten my creative senses even more. Joe, I'd really like to know why you're not falling in love emotionally with these women. I think a guy that can disconnect emotionally the way that you say you do from women has what amounts to a superpower, something I couldn't master. Maybe these women you're with are feeling the same way about it, that you have something they've never seen before, so they're desperately trying to figure out why their figure in bed won't get you to fall in love with them. I also never had issues with sex that you speak of. A 5-year relationship where it happened every day regardless of if I wanted it or not. 10 years where it was at least 2 or 3 times a week without fail. The passion was always there. Sure, I can relate to women getting lazier when it comes to their appearance, but as already with fairly low maintenance women to begin with. The woman in the 10-year relationship even rode the rooster roller coaster for years with a number of guys before me that she can't recount, and the sexual passion was still there. Were these women acting, or were they just pretending to be interested for that long? Maybe the world has changed so dramatically over the last 5 to 10 years that women are sexually bored because they have buckets full of sex toys at home and keep hearing about how all their female friends are having exciting sex but they aren't. Joe, maybe have exciting sex in an abandoned building or outside somewhere in the country, or rent a hotel room and cover the bed sheets in plastic and put oil on that plastic and have a slip and slide into her slit party. What about doing it in a car in a place where you risk getting caught? This creates the potential for drama and it imposes risk and restrictions when it comes to timing. Women love danger and drama. The idea is to get off as quickly as possible before getting caught. What about doing it outside in a large semi-private park in the middle of a monsoon-style rainstorm, when it's raining cats and dogs? Are there really going to be busybodies out in that weather trying to stop you from smashing in the rain? Then the woman you're with is probably going to feel like you're into freaky stuff, and then she'll tell all her friends and make them jealous, and then ruin those friends' sex lives to boot. because then they'll see just how boring a partner their guy really is. Maybe all these women you're involved with heard freaky sex stories from their female friends, and they want to have those too, but they haven't found a man that's going to be giving them those types of freaky smash sessions for them. Maybe the next girl you get together with, try and be super creative in the bedroom and see if it makes a difference in her behavior. Maybe get glow-in-the-dark paint and paint each other's bodies. And then turn on the black light and you'll see something really freaky. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joe for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your girlfriends get tired of smashing you after a couple of months and want to smash somebody else. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are boring in bed that expect you to entertain them by doing all kinds of tricks with your chubby custard launcher away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.